prettiest girl there, and the prince danced with her, and all the other women he didn't dance with were furious about it, because their social standing was higher than hers, and they said he shouldn't have passed them over. Elizabeth was always very proud of that dance. Mean folk said that was why she never married. She couldn't put up with an ordinary man after dancing with a prince. But that wasn't so. She told me the reason once. It was because she had such a temper that she was afraid she couldn't live peaceably with any man. She had an awful temper. She used to have to go upstairs and bite pieces out of her bureau to keep it down by times. But I told her that wasn't any reason for not marrying if she wanted to. There's no reason why we should let the men have a monopoly of temper, is there, Mrs. Blythe, dearie?
I've a bit of a temper myself, sighed Anne.
It's well you have, dearie. You won't be half so likely to be trodden on, believe me. My, how that golden glow of yours is blooming. Your garden looks fine. Poor Elizabeth always took such care of it.
I love it, said Anne. I'm glad it's so full of old-fashioned flowers. Speaking of gardening, we want to get a man to dig up that little lot behind the fir grove and set it out with strawberry plants for us. Gilbert is so busy he will never get time for it this fall. Do you know anyone we can get?
Well, Henry Hammond up at the Glen goes about doing jobs like that. He'll do, maybe. He's always a heap more interested in his wages than in his work, just like a man. And he's so slow in the uptake that he stands still for 5 minutes before it dawns on him that he's stopped. His father threw a stump at him when he was small. Nice, gentle missile, wasn't it? So like a man. Course the boy never got over it, but he's the only one I can recommend at all. He painted my house for me last spring. It looks real nice now, don't you think?
Anne was saved by the clock striking 5.
Lord, is it that late? Exclaimed Miss Cornelia. How time does slip by when you're enjoying yourself. Well, I must betake myself home.
No, indeed. You are going to stay and have tea with us, said Anne eagerly.
Are you asking me because you think you ought to, or because you really want to? Demanded Miss Cornelia.
Because I really want to.
Then I'll stay. You belong to the race that knows Joseph.
I know we are going to be friends, said Anne, with the smile that only they of the household of faith ever saw.
Yes, we are, dearie. Thank goodness we can choose our friends. We have to take our relatives as they are, and be thankful if there are no penitentiary birds among them. Not that I've many, none nearer than second cousins. I'm a kind of lonely soul, Mrs. Blythe.
There was a wistful tone in Miss Cornelia.